Welcome to the Bearcats Insider, brought to you by Truro Mazda. I'm James Faulkner, and joining me is the coach of the Truro Bearcats, Sean Evans. And to coach, three games in the past week, two wins, a 3-1 win at home against the South Shore Lumberjacks last Friday, then a 4-3 shootout loss in Amherst on Saturday, but a 6-2 bounce-back win against Valley on Wednesday. What were your overall thoughts from those three games?
All division opponents. Our main battle, honestly, the last few weeks has been focus. I don't think we were very focused for the South Shore game. Found a way to win it. We're not going to give the points back. Amherst played a good hockey game at home. Came down to the overtime and then the shootout. And, they got the last goal in the shootout. And that's the way it goes sometimes. Liked our game more against Valley here a couple of nights ago, especially the middle part of the game. We're still far from, a 60-minute focused effort. We'll keep trying to get there before the Christmas break.
I know we've talked a lot about special teams in the past couple of weeks, but just looking at those three games, ended up going 5-for-9 overall in the power play. The goals coming at big times during all three of those games as well. Pleased with the direction of that?
Showing some promise, and I think the moral of the story is, especially on the power play, has been the net presence. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's been Landon Moran, actually. Happens to be him because he's out there. But having the net presence has brought us some success. There's obviously more to your power play than just having a guy in front. But that's been an area of improvement, and mainly because of having a guy, on the doorstep of a goaltender.
Yeah, he's really been able to get his stick on a lot of deflections in front, especially that game against South Shore. We look ahead to games this weekend, and on the road tonight to face the South Shore Lumberjacks, then maybe my favorite night of the year, the Teddy Bear Toss, is happening tomorrow night as the Amherst Ramblers come to town. I know it's a little bit far off, but Yarmouth come back to the Rec next Tuesday as well. But focusing on the games this weekend, what are your expectations for those two opponents that you just played last week?
Well, there you go. Fresh in the mind. Really, so sure. We need to be ready to play. We're in their rink, and we don't want to be on our heels to start the game. That will be the message prior to the game. We need to be ready to go. We need to dictate. Amherst, good, hard-working team. No secrets there. Basically, we need to focus on our game. We do that, we've had success. You've heard me say it here many times here in 2 minutes. Focus. Focus has been our bugaboo leading into the Christmas break. And if we want to continue to win games, we need to stay ready to go and play to our strengths.
With the game on Saturday, the Teddy Bear Toss night, any predictions on who's going to get that goal?
Nope. If I did, the way it's been going lately, I won't pick one particular guy, but I'll say it'll come from a defenseman. I'll go there.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, so again, the Bearcats on the road tonight against the Lumberjacks, home for the Teddy Bear Toss game tomorrow night, so make sure if you're going to the game that you bring some teddy bears. The Bearcats score the first goal, throw them on the ice. It's always a lot of fun and helps out the Christmas Index program. That does it for the Bearcats Insider for this week. For Coach Sean Evans, I'm James Faulkner.